The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Mara Livesey.
Hello.
So this is going to be one of the last times we get to have you on the show. For a while.
That's right.
For a while.
Probably second to last time you'll hear from me.
Oh, man. No. Oh, my gosh.
When are you due? Late December?
I am due 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
That's incredible.
Christmas, baby.
Right around Christmas, yep.
That's right.
She's got the manger ready.
I'll miss you all very much, but not too much.
Totally understand, believe me.
I understand.
You will be back in 15 years or something like that.
Approximately.
Well, I was going to say, if the Kendra pattern is followed, first she had like young ones, and it was like, well, you know, I can come back every once in a while, but then they like got into gymnastics, and then
they do
it's
stuff.
Just, they got to do stuff. Yeah, I know. It's the way of things. What can I say?
So it will be.
You got to drive them places.
Yeah.
Gross.
No, you don't. You might have to drive them places to get them to go to sleep.
That's also true. If the commercials are true, yeah.
Yes.
Continuing around the table, we're very happy to have a first-time panelist here. Professor Hiba Asiyu teaches physics in our department.
I'm glad to be here. This is going to be exciting.
Yes, it
nice
will be
nice to have
exciting.
Another physicist.
Yeah, we think
just
that...
Just at the university
the other one's
as
got a
well
little
as...
Stale. A little.
Yep. I've had it with you and Bob. That's it.
That's it, yeah.
We think
that's right. Yeah.
That your sense of humor, Hiba, is going to fit in very, very well with this panel, and we're about to run the experiment. So.
Yeah, let's see the first time how it goes.
Is she perverse?
We have formulated the hypothesis, and now we must test it.
Yes, now we must test it. Let's see what happens. Continuing around the table, Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Can I call you, like, Professor of Berkeley or something?
No,
like that?
Just Dave is good enough.
Just Dave
the Chow
good.
Man.
The dean of the neighborhood,
no.
As I
Oh,
like to
no,
say.
Tonight is Noel Night Prep. So.
That's right.
I leave here to go down to CCS. And
are you going
to
have luminaries?
With any luck, I've got 200 candles in my car right about now. I've got Ooh. 400 bags at school and about 300 pounds of sand being delivered even as we speak.
Okay.
Where is there the sand going to be delivered?
Yeah. To the building.
Oh. Inside?
Yes.
Oh.
What's the I've sand got, for?
I don't think they're well, just the, going to dump it on the floor.
To weight
well,
down
I was thinking
the luminaries.
A pile somewhere on the grass.
Well, no, we're making sandcastles.
Sandcastles. That's what I thought. A little sandbox for the
put
little
the candle in there.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. So the candles don't flop
so
over.
So it's going to be quite got a bit it. Of mayhem between tonight and tomorrow. That's all.
That's
yep.
beautiful.
Sounds like
beautiful
put
mayhem.
Put your trunk for the impending snowstorm.
I'm yeah. good. Oh, I'm prepared for anything and everything, so.
Professor Aaron Bell is here with us from both our Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning and the Department of English. And you're going to Noel Night, Aaron?
I enjoy it every year.
That's cool.
And like Professor Tubbs sometimes spend a little bit too much money, but I'm always on lookout for Professor Dave Chow. So I'm excited
Excellent.
For this year. I think
Excellent.
It's going to be awesome.
They do have some pretty interesting wares down there, those very, very creative students down at CCS. Plus, you get to see this great part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody goes. And the man who takes advantage, apparently, of that the most is Professor James Tubbs.
Oh, I wouldn't say the most.
Oh, yes. I would.
I just enjoy myself.
Yeah.
That's you ask when they start selling stuff.
The man who's single-handedly responsible for paying down student loans at CCS.
No.
No, that's cool. I just can't believe. Like, I think it was hit me like a hiccup today. I taught my recitation online, and then I went back to doing some data keeping. And I'm like, oh my God, it's December 1st.
Yeah.
Yep.
Such a horrible feeling, actually.
Well, yes, it's the panic feeling that sets
yeah.
in about now.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Continuing around the table, Professor Heather Hill is here from English.
Hello.
So, have you ever been to Evie's Tamales before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't
yeah.
realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Evie's, not Evie's.
Yeah, well,
Evie's.
I mean, that's
yeah.
what she calls herself.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're good.
That's
they're
awesome. Good. Yeah, yeah. We put in a big order at the beginning of December in the Mayo family to sort of pay homage to my Tex-Mex grandmother. She used to take us there all the time, so we have them before Christmas.
Yummy.
Delicious tamales. They asked me when I put in the order, what do you want inside of them? And I'm like, you've never asked me that before in like 20 years of me buying these. I just want
well,
the pork
you get,
ones.
You get the sweet. You don't get the sweet ones.
I don't
you
get the sweet
pork,
ones.
The pork,
yeah, but
yeah.
I've heard that they're very good.
Like an almond and raisin, I've heard. Something
exactly.
Like that.
It's like golden raisin and like brown sugar or something.
Ooh.
So
hmm.
it's actually pretty good.
only ones I've ever had were made with cornmeal inside.
Mm-hmm. So, Professor Stephen Manning, who is also here. Oh, you're wearing your Cornell crimson here.
Yeah.
Wait, not crimson. It can't be called crimson at Cornell. What's the color called? It's just called red?
Red.
I think red.
Just red.
Cornell red.
We had this argument.
Yeah, I mean, big red or...
Burgundy red?
Or
big red. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Wisconsin is sometimes referred to as Big Red.
Maybe
that's true.
I think he's wearing it only because the Cornell letters match the corduroys.
Oh, okay.
It's clean. It's clean.
That's what I thought. It's the first thing he found. Yeah.
I got into an argument last weekend from someone from Ohio State because their color is not red. It's scarlet.
Scarlet.
Yes.
He got a great victory.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. That was a great game.
No comment. No comment at all. Wow. This happens a lot. And Beth Oljar, Professor Beth Oljar from Philosophy, is filling out logic tables.
I am.
It's important
doing
stuff.
Doing another key in for symbolic logic.
Uh-huh. Well, the time has come. We got to wrap these classes up. We only got a week to go, right? So
started a proof today in class that I actually could not figure out how to do.
I couldn't
figure out how to finish it. I'm always so horrified when that happens in class.
Sure.
Like, the students are going to think I don't know anything, and why am I teaching the class? But it happened.
But you survived.
Well, yeah. Okay. Fortunately, I was saved by the bell.
Oh, nice.
It was 12:50, so I got to say, well, I'll figure this out over the weekend and let you guys know.
That's awesome.
I'll probably just look in the instructor's manual, actually.
Don't worry. They have great respect for you, Beth. They are clamoring to get into that symbolic logic class
every
semester.
Anyway, if she was going to survive, she'd find out on Monday. It's when they come in with pitchforks and cookies.
Yeah, that's not the way it works.
We'll see.
That's not the way it works.
They have a homework due Monday, so they better be in class.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Last but most certainly not least, Professor Prasad Venugopal is here from our physics department.
Physicists. Hello. Glad to see or hear everyone.
Yes. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for reminding me to remind you to remind me to bring Hibba along with you. I think that this is great. Let's see what we can do here, folks. This is a program where you send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear professors, here we go again. We here at the Burroughs household have skimmed 20 more questions for your fine show. As always, they're all over the place to test the width and breadth of your professor's knowledge. We sincerely hope they'll prove challenging and maybe even vexing. Keep up the wonderful work as we enjoy downloading new episodes every week. It's the best educational podcast out there. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. High praise.
We do like to vex.
It's true.
Where's an NEA grant when we need it?
Is there an award in the cash prize?
Yeah,
that's right.
For being vexing.
As always, warmest greetings, Frank and the family Burroughs of Valencia, California. So thanks for sending those in, the family Burroughs. Okie doke. Well, let's start with some entertainment. What cast member of the original sitcom Roseanne, was actually an alum of Saturday Night Live?
Whew. John Goodman?
That's not what it says here.
Laurie Metcalf?
Laurie Metcalf is the answer. Apparently, she only appeared in one episode of SNL before she left. That's a nice piece of trivia.
Do you really count as an alum if you're like one episode?
I went to one class. That's exactly right. That's what I was going to say.
So why did I fail?
Did you pay your tuition?
I took one class at Cornell, but I don't have a degree for
it. Well, you got a shirt to prove it.
Yeah.
That's right.
All I got was this lousy sweatshirt. Yeah, exactly. It's making me think, though. It's sort of like, isn't it well known that it's either like a tie between Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin to have hosted Saturday Night Live the most? But they've been on at least like 10 times.
Yeah. Who's this Laurie? She was the daughter?
She was the sister of Roseanne.
Oh, right. Okay.
She's still on the current version of the show, which is not called Roseanne anymore, etc. Etc. So, yeah. What author wrote under a pseudonym Floria Fairfield and also A.M. Barnard?
Oh.
Heather?
I feel like I know that.
Oh, that's not the answer.
Oh.
I know, you're right.
It's an American author.
A.M. Barnard.
Yep, A.M. Barnard.
Well,
It's not Louisa May Alcott.
It is Louisa May Alcott.
Yeah. Awesome.
Of course. You are on fire.
I knew there was a reason I knew that, and that must have been it.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Were you a Little Women, Little Men sort of person?
Little Women is one of my favorite books of all time because the women have all the power in that family. It's one of the reasons it's interesting. Nice.
And she said that right in the middle of putting that key together for that symbolic logic. She just looked up, gave the answer, and went right back to it. Wow.
Absolutely. She's multitasking for sure.
That usually turns out badly for someone.
Okay, these are not usually the questions that work out very well when we have a big crowd, but let's see what we can do.
Trouble.
So most folks... Maybe you don't know. The board game Clue in Britain is called Cluedo.
Correct. Ah. And in India.
And in India, okay.
Well,
okay.
Of course.
So I'm talking about Cluedo for the rule here.
All right.
What are the 9 rooms on the board game board for Cluedo? Oh. Can we do this slowly?
Are they the same as for the American version?
Very similar.
The
very
drawing
similar.
Library?
There is no British drawing room. There is a library.
A kitchen?
Okay. There is a kitchen.
The parlor.
Conservatory.
There's no parlor, but there is a conservatory.
Okay. Hall.
Hall is one of them.
Billiards
dining room,
room
is one
billiards.
Of them. Billiards room is one of them.
Bedroom?
You're missing
bedroom.
Two.
No bedroom?
The loo.
No bedroom.
You did.
Oh.
Kitchen. Hall. Billiard room. Study is one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Study, kitchen, hall, billiard room, conservatory, dining room, library. You're missing one. But I believe it is. No, that's good. Because you're getting in the area of this would be the one that I don't think we have in the American version.
The chem lab.
The greenhouse.
The greenhouse. No. That's good. Yeah.
No.
The sunroom.
My God.
The biscuit baking room.
Tea room.
The atrium.
The tea room is a good guess,
yes.
By the way. It's
the
very
servants'
good
quarters.
So I'll give
oh,
it away.
Oh, yes.
The morning room. British folks have
How about
that.
The tea and crumpets room?
No, for Mara, the nursery.
The tea room.
Sure.
Yeah, tea and crumpets.
No, Hibba said tea room. It's not tea room. So I can completely give
it's
it away.
Room.
It's a very, very large room on the board.
Ballroom?
It's also one of our big rooms on campus. It's the ballroom. The ballroom, yes.
Yes, most Fancy. American homes don't have one of those.
No, mostly. Looking in a Dave Chow-ish direction
no
when
pressure.
I say on the TV show Happy Days, Potsy Weber's first name is?
Warren.
That, I knew you'd know just right off
Warren,
the top of your head.
Warren Potsy Weber?
Yes.
Warren Potsy Weber.
Yep.
I don't think I ever knew his name. Real name was Warren.
I didn't either.
Mm-hmm. Cosmo Kramer and Warren Weber. What can I say?
Because doesn't... Mrs. Cunningham always call him by his actual name instead of...
Oh, is that for real?
No, that's I call Fonzie by it.
Oh, that's right, Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah, but I thought
Arthur.
She did some
yes,
more, too.
I remember that.
Does anybody here know the names of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter's two children?
Bindi
and
Steve
Jr. No.
Not too far from reality.
Bindi
gets a very remarkable name. Son does not so much.
Mark.
Hal.
John.
Steve.
None of those.
No. He's
Joe.
Same first name as our athletic director at Detroit Mercy.
That's not how
Robert.
It's going to be bad if not.
Robert.
Okay. Okay.
Robert.
Yeah. Robert.
Oh,
the
took
relatively
me a while to think about who is our athletic
Bob
director.
Bob Bounce. Yeah.
Like his dad.
That's Bob a whole
Bounce.
Other world.
I had no
yes,
idea.
It is. Yes, it is.
Well, Jim's going to go find out for us.
Yes. I'm going to go find
remember,
out.
Remember, when you're down there, you got to flush the toilet and send photos back.
To see it twirl the other way?
Yes.
In what Canadian province would one find Mount Seymour? I probably should know this since my wife's
I was gonna say it's a family thing.
Original last name.
Columbia?
Manitoba.
It is BC.
Okay,
this off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Come on.
There's lots of mountains in BC.
Lots of mountains there. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Where most of them are.
During Bill Clinton's presidency, 3 comedians played him on Saturday Night Live.
Phil Hartman.
Yep.
Phil Hartman was the first. God rest him.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
Oh, jeez.
So the question is, who are they?
Who are the people who portray them?
I didn't even wait.
So the second one played the older brother in a dramatic show, Better Call Saul. He was Bob Odenkirk's older brother.
I don't know his name.
The tall, thin guy with blonde hair.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Chuck is the character's name.
Yes.
But the actor has the initials MM.
Mike McKean.
And Spinal Tap.
Yep. That's and right. Last but not least, DH for the last part of Bill Clinton.
Daryl Hammer.
Daryl Hammer.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Who actually did a really good job.
Actually did.
Him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But these speakers go up to 11.
Daryl Hammond.
Speaking of Spinal Tap.
Who was the first woman who was U.S. Attorney General?
Janet Reno.
Janet Reno, yeah.
I didn't
want to
say.
Speaking of Janet
Sandra
Reno.
Sandra Day O'Connor died today.
Yeah, oh, that's
yeah, she
very
did.
Sad.
Hey, but George
Henry
Santos
Kissinger
got the
died too.
Yes, good news.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Who? I'm sorry.
Voted out 311 votes to get rid of him.
Oh, really? And Kissinger died as well.
Yes, he did.
That's a mixed bag for sure.
And the guy who was in The Pogues died too.
Yeah. Shane I know. Yeah. Because yeah. Drew noticed that you had posted on Facebook. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. And then Dave Kokel posted and he's like, oh, it's the lead singer for The Pogues. I've never heard their music. So.
Like 62.
Yeah.
I played my student a song this morning.
And this is what was posted on Facebook. Henry Kissinger died. Never say anything about the dead unless it's good. He's dead. Good.
Ouch.
As always, my memories of famous world figures involve when they were spoofed on The Simpsons. And if you remember, what happened when he was on The Simpsons is he dropped his glasses in the toilet accidentally. And I think that's the funniest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life. He's like, no one must know about this.
No one must know.
Who... What individual has appeared the most on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Not exactly a big deal anymore, but it used to be. Michael Jordan. 50 times was on the cover. I mean, that's a whole year worth of covers. That's wild.
They're now writing AI-produced stories, apparently.
AI-produced human beings writing the AI-produced articles. They even made up their faces.
Yeah.
Yeah,
give
I saw
me a
an
break.
AI model who's earning $1,000 a day because it's
easier. Altina?
Yeah, it's easier to pay the AI model.
It
the
is.
People that made her.
My gosh. Incredible times that we live in. What do horologists work on?
Clocks.
Watches.
Timepieces, in general. Yep.
What do they call them?
Horologists.
Yes.
Careful, not WHO.
No. Come on. What do the following five words have in common? Oh, this is...
English. Yeah. It's like connections on the New York Times.
That's
Let's
true.
Hear it.
Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch. Kangaroo. America.
What?
These are all like...
Captain?
Captain
Kangaroo.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh.
I mean, Captain. I named a cereal. Good. I just assumed everybody would be all over that.
Or
Captain
Morgan.
It was actually Crunch.
Captain Morgan's a rum.
Hello, Captain
Morgan. Oh, when you said Crunch, it was like...
I didn't know that one.
Captain
when you
Obvious.
Get home.
Captain
it's,
Obvious.
It's a cheap
I'll start on a stack of papers. Mm-hmm. Captain Morgan.
It does. Little,
Captain
little,
Obvious.
Little Captain will...
Gosh. I know, right?
What Disney feature has a character named Miss Bianca? One of my favorites.
Oh, The Rescuers.
The Rescuers.
Oh, that is a good one.
That is.
Yes,
that's pretty obscure thing.
And Bob Newhart.
That's disturbing. He knows lots of obscure
I know. He knows lots of That's why he didn't even bother. He just went straight to him for that other TV show.
It's his, like, that's his major.
Yeah. Yes. It's one of the things that has not changed about the show at all.
Yeah, and Canada all the years and been hockey.
Oh, my gosh.
Or we're just all AI.
Well. We're just living in an AI world at this point.
Living in an AI world.
Who was the last player who played in the Negro Leagues, who played in Major League Baseball as well?
Satchel Paige.
It's not what it says.
Hank
I was surprised, but Hank Aaron is what it says.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah. I can't believe I got
didn't
that.
Did Satchel Paige come back and pitch one game or something like that, like when he was almost 50?
Perhaps. And by the way, he still had a lot of power.
And in which case, he would be an alum of the Negro Leagues.
Yes, because he one game.
One game.
Or just a few innings in one game.
We got to look that one up. I'm
He's suspicious.
I'm very suspicious.
That
I'm,
proves that you're not AI generated.
Yellow card.
Because you're suspicious.
What's the name of the family?
Burroughs.
Questions.
Oh, the Burroughs family.
The Burroughs, Dave Chow's looking up. Something.
He's going to check the veracity of your answer.
Challenge.
I'm looking in a physics direction with this next question.
No pressure.
So you're not going wall-eyed.
When human blood is photographed.
Ooh, that's biology.
How is that physics?
Wait,
stop interrupting.
When human blood is photographed or videoed 30 feet underwater,
my goodness.
It's bright green. Why?
They're Vulcans?
Iron?
Something with iron?
Underwater?
Something. Does it have something to do with iron?
Number one, who is photographing human blood 30 feet
not
underwater?
Ansel Adams.
Number two.
It's got to have something to do. It can't. What, the pressure of the water? Does that have something to do with it?
Nitrogen.
They turn into aliens?
I haven't heard the correct answer, and I'm sort of surprised.
Light?
Something about the
it light has refraction. Something to do with light. Light. Yeah.
What is it about light? Down
far. My work here is done.
Are we just matter. Talking straight out refraction?
I mean, I think that that's a good way to put it. Clearly. You know, the water has basically the ability to absorb all the red light so that you can't see the red light because it's being absorbed by that much water.
Is this true in fresh water as well as salt water?
That's a good question.
So
also proving that
groups
we're not
are green.
AI. I'm going to take credit for answering that physics question.
Yes, you light. Did. You did.
Light.
I'm a science chicken. Idiot.
You're
so
brilliant physicist.
Right.
To ask the philosopher, was that an inductive or deductive reasoning?
On my part, inductive.
It was a guess.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Perfect. There we go.
According to tradition, I don't know if we've ever historically confirmed this. Why did pirates wear earrings?
Oh, to pay for their funerals.
Yeah, it was enough gold or whatever to pay for them to be buried.
That's why, what's this, who's that actor?
I don't know if we know that
Morgan
for
Freeman
sure.
does this.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's right.
They should have
to pay for the funeral.
Tradition, if you die overseas,
yeah,
that they can take your earrings and give you a proper funeral.
Oh, yep.
So this is why Burt Lancaster was wearing a earring in the movie The Crimson Pirate.
Sure.
That's
I don't know.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. First
you would have thought that would have come up in Black Sails in that miniseries, which is actually about pirates, and I don't recall that it ever did.
Well, this can't be just cheap costume jewelry from what's
that
place?
No, it's got to be solid gold.
It's got to be good stuff.
Yeah.
The kind of burial you want depends on the quality of the earring.
That's right, exactly.
Costume jewelry.
Right.
You
might just be cremated instantly if it's cheap gold.
If you've got some rubies in there, that's going to be better.
We might get you a
hey,
casket.
Hey, mourners.
God.
Professors, I want to say we've had this before, but it's always good for a chuckle. In what country was Hawaiian-style pizza invented?
Canada.
It definitely
was Canada. I love this sentence more than any other sentence I've read today.
Blame us.
Hawaiian pizza was invented in Chatham, Ontario, Canada, by Greek restaurateur Sam Panopoulos at his Chinese restaurant.
That is what we call pluralism right there.
That is international. Yes.
Yep. Yes, it is.
The multicultural pie.
Where was Bob Dylan born?
Hibbing, Montana. Hibbing, Minnesota. Yeah.
You know, it says Duluth here, but I know Hibbing's relatively close. I'm giving it to you. Yeah.
It's a suburb thing?
More
Duluth.
Specific.
Yeah.
I like your answer better. It's more
Minnesota.
Also proving that you're not AI generated.
Yeah, well done.
In fact,
well
speaking of Bob Dylan, I was watching a movie that had Lay Lady Lay in it, in the sound, which has always been one of my favorite songs of his.
Beautiful
he wrote
song.
That about Barbara Streisand.
That's right. No, that's right.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Freaky. Huh. Freaky.
Is anybody going to read Barbara Streisand's?
Oh, I will.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
She dishes dirt.
Barbara is it. My favorite musical in the whole world.
Is which?
Well, Funny Girl.
Funny Girl, oh, yeah.
But also Yentl. I mean, when I got admitted to graduate school, I went home and listened to the entire soundtrack of Yentl.
Oh, my. Professors, using 2023 dollar amounts, who makes more money as U.S. president? Joe Biden 2023 or George Washington 1789?
Ooh. Probably Washington.
Washington?
Yeah.
Washington is the correct answer. Now let's see if we can do this scientifically. If
I
tell you
say mathematically, we don't have a math professor here.
For the longest time in my lifetime, the president's take was $200,000. It was just sort of set there. Mm-hmm. So Joe Biden actually makes $670,000 after they changed that law.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
How much did Washington make if you know that he made more?
Oh, wow.
$1 million?
$1.3 million.
It's less than $1 million.
$800,000.
$843,000 he would have made.
What was it in 1789?
That's the only thing it doesn't say, and I would like to have known that.
Let me work my way backwards.
I'm gonna pass my economics class, Jim, by saying I don't think the dollar was as strong in 1789. Just a guess. I have.
I think he was paid $43,269.
Right, exactly.
Good specific answer.
According to the people who know these things, what will get someone more intoxicated? Mixing an alcohol with a diet pop or a regular pop Frank inserts, I changed the word soda to pop just for all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
A regular pop. Because
how Michigander of you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
I think diet pop.
What will get you more intoxicated? If you mix alcohol with diet pop or regular?
I'm going with diet.
Regular.
Diet.
I'm going with diet.
Okay, you all made guesses, but you got to tell
me
why.
Because your body can't actually metabolize the fake sugar, so it's not spending energy doing that, and it's only focusing on metabolizing the alcohol.
If this was a curse set, I'm going in a try again direction. But you were really close.
But because of that, maybe that means that my claim is wrong, but the reasoning was on the right track.
I believe that that's a good way to look at it.
So my claim was wrong.
Diet pop will get you drunk faster because if your body is working on breaking sugar down, it can't metabolize the alcohol at the same rate.
Exactly.
So the family Burroughs, Hiba, sends us something that they call the imponderables. And we usually have a few minutes left at the end of every episode. And I just sort of throw out there, what is your favorite whatever? And everybody at the table in whatever order they want to has a chance to...
Imponders.
To ponder them. Because they wouldn't be imponderable if they were ponderable. Today's is, what's your favorite musical genre? And I mean, I'll take it just because, you know, I grew up listening to the Pogues. So it was actually really unfortunate to see that Shane McGowan, who basically drank and drugged himself to the age of 65, passed away. Like, all my buddies were posting, I mean, I knew this was coming, but 65 feels a little young to pass away, you know? He was a genius. And recently, Bruce Springsteen was on, like, Stephen Colbert, and he was asked, gosh, you've done so many shows. Tell us something there's just no way, you know, that we already know about you. And he goes, 100 years from now, people are going to be singing Shane McGowan songs and nobody will remember stuff that I've written. And I was like, whoa, that's like a big statement. So anyway, whether it's true or not.
The holiday song.
Yeah, exactly. Fairy Tale in New York. So, Hiba, we're waiting for you.
I'll say classical.
You like to say classical? Okay, good.
Same.
That's what academics should say, I feel like.
I would say jazz, probably.
Jazz? Okay.
I've never known a mathematician that did not like Bach.
Interesting.
Because Bach plays with notes, inverting them and doing time key changes that are fascinating to mathematicians.
Okay. We're still waiting, I think, on Aaron and Mara here.
I was also going to say there have been studies that have proven that the study of music for students, you know, so that's awesome.
Helps with math. Yeah, there's no question.
Professors, I think I revealed this before, but my mom was a DJ when I was growing up. Cool. She had her little DJ business. So it's hard for me to define, but coming up in Detroit in the 90s and the early 2000s, I did enjoy a lot of the indie rock, shoegazer, but I liked Detroit garage rock.
Okay.
I like Motown.
Yeah, Motown was great too.
WLBS.
Like
yes. The Romantics, anything by them.
Yeah,
what
a lot
everybody
of great
else
stuff.
Said.
Heather, we haven't heard from you yet.
It's okay.
Everything?
Yeah, I'm pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's good to be eclectic.
I thought she was going to say, when I'm playing the piano with home.
I do love that.
Speaking of eclectic, around the table, we represent a lot of different possibilities. But I'm so sorry, professors. The time has come to say goodbye, Prasad.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Goodbye.
Stephen. Heather.
Bye-bye.
Jim.
Farewell.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Hiba.
Ma salamo, which means bye in Arabic.
And Mara.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.